What up? I'm Tiffany Janae.
And I am Malik Zaire Zaki.
Yeah, and together we are Organic Blood. So today we are talking to meat or not to meat.
Or like I like to say, why we not eating meat.
Same thing.
All good.
So my story is a few years ago we started studying the body, the mind, you know, spirituality, and it's when we went into our whole thing of entrepreneurship, going for ourselves, and we wanted to make the best decisions possible to get the greatest results. Mm-hmm. So the thing that kept coming up the most was what you eat, what you put into your body. And actually at that time we had read Russell Simmons' book Do You, which just shed a lot of light. And so within that, we decided to stop eating a lot of things. The main thing that we stopped eating was meat and all things with animal products in it.
My story is this. I was 280, trying to get to 215 so I can look good on the red carpets and have a good, healthy mind, body, and soul. And also, my son was coming to live with me because I was having some issues with him and his diet and his school behavior. They were trying to say that my son was basically needing Ritalin, and I was like, nah, I can't be. So with that, me and my wife decided to do some self-study, and I was trying to get healthy, and then they were saying that his diet was bad. I mean, his temperament was bad, so it was like, bow, it all boiled down to the food. So with that said, we started self-studying, like she said, and we came up with the revelation that we need to get our mind right, our body right, and our soul right, and then also fix my son as well. And we changed his diet, and it was dramatic improvements that was going on. So that's why I don't need.
Yeah, and my cholesterol at the time, too, was 300, my bad cholesterol. So they were trying to put me, very bad, they were trying to put me on medication for the rest of my life. And I was like, no knees, I'm not going to do that. So the thing that I had the option of doing was when you eat animal products, that's where you get all your cholesterol from, basically. So I figured that simple math, if I stop eating the animal products, then I'm not putting in cholesterol. So the only cholesterol I should have in my body is either good cholesterol that I can also eat, get that from food as well, or the cholesterol that my body is just naturally producing. And that made a huge difference. But the thing with the animal products is back in the days, eating meat was a necessity for some people, and
it,
you know,
cool.
Today, like when I very first stopped eating meat, I would tell people and they would be like, no, what do you mean? That's my heritage to eat meat. Like, I can never not eat meat, and that's what we're supposed to be doing, and we'll be sick if we don't. And I would battle that because I didn't think that was true. Like, no, we're humans and we're not supposed to eat meat, and that's not right. But what I realized is that you do get a lot of benefits from eating meat, but the way that people ate it back in the days versus the way that we're eating it today is two separate things. First of all, when they ate it, they had to go out and catch that meat themselves. So they weren't that fast every day. So it was something that they got every once in a while. And then the other thing is that those animals were raised in a totally natural environment. They were stress-free. They ate off the grass. They were doing them 100%. Today, your meat is coming from factories, from people who are strictly producing animals for the sake of profit. So they do a lot of shenanigans over there to make sure that when you go to the grocery store, you have your option of meat there. That includes feeding these animals not their natural diet. They're feeding them corn and soy, and they're also feeding them other meats. They also give these animals a huge influx of hormone pills to make them grow at a faster rate. A lot of your meat is cloned, so you're not even really eating what you think you're eating.
And they're not telling you which meat is cloned and which meat is not cloned.
Right, and they're not disclosing these things. Other things such as that they soak the meat in ammonia or in bleach to make sure that they can take out any disease that may be set in there. So these are all things, and then plus everybody's eating meat with every single meal. You're eating it several times a day. It's for some people, it's unheard of to go one day without eating meat. And that's just not, if you're going to compare things, you're not comparing the same thing to the same thing. So if you're saying my ancestors ate meat, well, then you would have to be on exactly what they were doing. But today, those systems aren't the same. What you're getting from Jack in the Box ain't the same thing that your ancestors 500 years or 100 years or even 50 years ago was eating. So it's just that, you know, there's a lot of things that come with it, and I would just recommend to anybody to just try it, you know, give it a good 30 days and just see how you feel.
Go on a quick fast, and that could consist of maybe shortening your consumption of meat. If you eat it 5 times a day, try 3 times a day, try 2 times a day, try 1 time a day, opposed to all the 7 that you were going in the past. So that's what it is. This is Organic Blood giving you a bar of what we got with T-Mails, and it's still hot. And I am Malik Zaire.
I'm Tiffany Chenet, and I'm not done talking. To find out exactly what it is that we do eat and you want recipes, you can log on to organicblood.com, and that, with that, I am done. Peace. I remembered I had something else to say, too. I want to recommend two movies, Food, Inc. and Meet Your Meat. That's it. Organic blood, blood, show us love, love, watch us raise up.